God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It may rarely or never happen to you, but sometimes I misplace things. I had them a minute ago, or yesterday, or last Sunday, but now they're missing. And of course, they aren't really missing, I just can't find them. My husband, irritatingly, because of course he's right, says, stop looking and start thinking. Or those times when I've misplaced my phone, he says, stop looking and start listening. Because of course I can ask my computer or iPad to ask the phone to make a sound to alert me to its location. Stop looking and start listening is a paraphrase of both our lessons this evening. And we have them this evening because today is the last Sunday before Lent. On Wednesday, Christians all over the world will be marked with the cross in the form of ash, reminding us of our mortality, inviting us to listen and to look more closely and more deeply at what our faith means to us, and in particular, how we live it out. The saddest thing we never want to hear is someone say to us, I never knew you were a Christian. For in the teaching of Jesus and of those who knew him and know him still, Christian discipleship is lived out in the ways we behave. Not in the lofty words we might say, but the way we treat one another. And not just those with whom we live and work most closely, but also those whom we'll never meet, yet to whom we have ties of common humanity. In the lesson from the book of the Exodus, we heard a story which might have sounded familiar, the burning bush. It all started normally enough. Moses was in charge of his father-in-law Jethro's flock, and the move for grazing had taken them to the foot of Mount Horeb. There in the parched desert, Moses saw that a fire had started in a thorn bush. I grew up in the desert, and it wasn't unusual for the heat to cause a dry thorn bush to ignite. Dotted around more public places, parts of the desert are fire paddles, rubber plates nailed to poles, so that when something does ignite, anyone can use the fire paddle to put it out and prevent its spread. It wasn't the fire that caught Moses' attention, but that the thorn bush wasn't being destroyed by it. Hang on, he thought. I need to go and look at that. And so, in the very ordinary, God spoke to Moses. For as Moses went, he stopped simply looking and started listening. And when he did, he heard God. He heard God tell him to remove his sandals, for the place was holy. And God declared himself to be God, God of Moses' ancestors. And so it was, and it remains, an ordinary place, which was hallowed because Moses heard God, not the other way round. For God always speaks. In this case, through the natural phenomenon of heat igniting a thorn bush. Moses' people had lost all hope they really had, because they'd placed their hope in the death of Pharaoh, the agent of their servitude. But that Pharaoh had died and nothing had changed. Then the people remembered God. They stopped looking, they started thinking. They remembered all that God had done and said and led in the past. And they started listening again to the stories told through their ancestors, through their grandparents and parents. And in their thinking and their listening, they discovered that although they'd forgotten God, God, of course, had never forgotten them. Moses listened and thought. And he heard God tell him that he, Moses, would now lead the people out of slavery. And like any one of us, Moses protested. And of course, we know how the story continued. In an ordinary day, doing his ordinary occupation, looking at an ordinary thing, Moses heard something extraordinary. In the second lesson from the enigmatic fourth gospel, we heard a small part of a much longer section, often referred to as Jesus' final public discourse. What's remembered and set down for us in this reading is another occurrence of listening and thinking instead of simply looking. The crowd standing there heard the voice and said it was thunder. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus said to them, this voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Just before then, Jesus had been in conversation, that's prayer, and the author puts these words as eliciting the thunder, Father, glorify your name. As Jesus asked God to make himself known, some heard thunder. Some heard what they thought was the voice of angels. Whatever it was, Jesus said, this is for your sake. An ordinary time of teaching for Jesus, his friends in attendance, and all the others who'd come to listen. In that ordinary, something extraordinary happened. And in the way of this gospel, the enigmatic Jesus goes on to speak and exhort, and then the passage concludes with, Jesus left and hid from them. They really did then have no choice about whether to look. He'd hidden himself. They had to listen. They had to think. And I think maybe this is something which is familiar to many of us. Those times when Jesus or God or both seem to have hidden themselves, or they seem to have forgotten us. Or we look in the same places we've always looked, and we're disappointed. But what happens when we stop looking and start listening or start thinking? On Wednesday, the season of listening and thinking begin. Many will take on a Lenten discipline in order to listen and think in new ways, unencumbered by relentless looking in the same old places and the same ways over and over again. In our diocese, the Bishop of Guildford's Lent Challenge is a series of reflections written or led by his senior team, which are to encourage our discipleship. We at the Cathedral got there first, of course, with our focus beginning in 2019 on deepening discipleship. But this is also that of our diocese in this year, the objective being becoming prayerful, confident disciples in everyday life. On the diocesan website, and we'll put a link on ours, or you can sign up to receive an email each day, there'll be a simple reflection to aid listening and thinking as we journey through Lent. I think God has a sense of humor, for my week of reflection begins on April the 1st. Now, it may well be that you've already decided on your Lenten discipline, what you may be taking on or giving up. But can I encourage you to sign up for the Diocesan Reflections as something to help you in that taking on or in that giving up? Throughout the Gospels, people wanted to see Jesus. Simeon and Anna had waited for decades. John the Baptist for 30 years, Zacchaeus climbed a tree, Pilate wanted to know more, the crowds turned out. His closest disciples wanted to see what he would do next. And his mother pondered in her heart every day how she saw Jesus. And they, like us, needed to listen and to think. And Jesus led by example in the way he listened and thought about how he knew God. He withdrew to quiet places so that he could listen to God, and then he taught others to pray. He thought through the scriptures and engaged with others in their study and of the teaching of his faith. Each of these practices may be a focus for us during Lent. is common for different or additional reading of an illuminating kind to be taken on. For some, it's to read the Bible for the first time, or to read it differently than you may have done in the past. For others, it's a focus on prayer, or trying a new or different way of praying. For some, it's a new or increased form of service to others. And of course, many of us use facets of all these on our Lenten journey. Do ask one of us if you'd like some ideas of how to keep a holy Lent, perhaps something different than you did last year. Ask your friends and family, and don't be surprised if they might ask you. Deepening our discipleship is so that we may be more confident in our everyday, ordinary lives, more alert to what God might be saying or doing or asking of us, less formal looking on, and more informal listening, thinking, and responding. And if it feels like God is far away, or hidden, or may have forgotten you, I encourage you to listen and to think within your ordinary days. You may well be surprised what you discover. You may, like Moses, discover that your home, your place of work, the places you volunteer, wherever you get your daily paper, where you have lunch with your friends, you may discover that that's a holy place where you turn aside to find out what's going on, and having done so, move forward with encouragement and renewed hope. Stop looking and start listening. Stop looking and start thinking. Amen.
Our final and offertory hymn is number 377.